This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This spring, we reported in depth on how people aging normally can become more susceptible to financial exploitation by scammers or even family. Well, there's data out today in the journal Health Economics that people with early-stage dementia, people who have not yet been diagnosed, are at a higher risk for losing money. Carol Roan Graysons is a professor at the Department of Health Systems Administration at Georgetown University and lead author of the study. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you are talking here about people who may not have a diagnosis of dementia?
Absolutely. And I think what our research really speaks to is the particular vulnerability of people prior to a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. And what we know is that oftentimes you can go for years with mild symptoms before you get a diagnosis, because diagnosis only comes when your symptoms are severe. So what happens is you have this multi-year period where people are experiencing these symptoms, but families might not be aware. And so individuals are susceptible to large reductions in liquid assets and reductions in net wealth.
Some people in early stages of dementia may make poor financial decisions, but are they also more vulnerable to exploitation, to scams?
So we definitely think that part of the reason these poor financial outcomes are occurring is the reduction in financial capacity. And by that, I mean the ability of people to manage their money, pay bills on time, invest wisely. But it's also the case that these individuals may be especially vulnerable to financial exploitation. And what's concerning about these findings is that these negative changes in financial outcomes are occurring just as these families are going to be faced with large and substantial costs of caregiving when individuals actually enter the final stage of dementia when symptoms are severe.
The lesson here for the loved ones, for often the adult child of the person we're talking about, is what? To be aware earlier that this could be going on?
I think there's really two implications. One is that, yes, family members should be checking in, even if there aren't any obvious signs of cognitive impairment. Good to make sure that things in terms of spending look like they're on track and are consistent with however that person was spending their money, investing their money in the past. And the second thing I think this raises is the potential important role of financial institutions. I think we need to know more about the specific kinds of policies that might be helpful.
And indeed, your research continues. What's this about? You're trying to match credit data with Medicare claim data. What might that help you understand?
We're exploring the potential of being able to use financial indicators to see if we could help predict who might be at risk for Alzheimer's disease. I think it could be an important signal for helping to activate the safety net around people, getting families to make sure they're paying attention.
Carol Roan Graysons is a professor at Georgetown's Department of Health Systems Administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.